Hare Krishna, I'll be reading about the pastimes of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, 1830s approximately to 1915. Namom Gaur Kishoraya Shakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambhara Sambodhe Padam Bhujayate Nama. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who is renunciation personified. He is always merged in a feeling of separation and intense love of Krishna. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was born in a Vaishnav family in East Bengal. As a grihastha, he bought and sold grains. He was a very simple person with no education and could not even read or write. When his wife died, he left his village and walked all the way to Vrindavan, a difficult journey covering hundreds of miles. In Vrindavan, he wandered the forests for some time before settling down in Varshana, the birthplace of Srimati Radharani. There, he would collect flowers every day and make beautiful garlands for Radha and Krishna. After 6 years, he left Varshana and again wandered throughout the forests of Vrindavan. All in all, Gaur Kishore lived in Vrindavan for 30 years. One day, Radha and Krishna appeared to him in a dream and instructed him to go to Navdvip. There he went and lived on the bank of the Ganges in a small hut of grass and banana leaves. Later on, he renounced even that and simply lived on the bank of the river, chanting the holy names on knotted cloth. If it was raining, he would take shelter under the upturned boats. He took initiation from Bhagwat Das Babaji, a disciple of Jagannath Das Babaji. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was incredibly renounced. For clothing, he used to take garments from corpses at the crematorium. He wore nothing but a simple cloth. He did not even boil it. Gaur Kishore had no interest in this material world, but was absorbed in the ecstasy of love of God, enthusiastic to always chant the Lord's holy name. In his ecstasy, he sometimes cried, sometimes laughed, and sometimes walked around like a madman. Gaur Kishore never forgot Krishna for a single moment, and was therefore respected as an Uttam Adhikari, a topmost devotee of the Lord. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji seldom preached but was very direct when he did. Once a pious and generous Vaishnav king wanted Gaur Kishore to come and live in his place. He sent a messenger to invite him. Gaur Kishore was moved by the king's invitation, but sent back this message. I do not want to go, because living in such a rich palace, I would grow to like it too much and become envious. Better you give up your kingdom and wealth and join me on the banks of the Ganges. I will build you a nice shack like my own, and together we can live peacefully chanting the holy names of the Lord. Quite expectedly, he never heard from the king again. Gaur Kishore always spoke the truth very directly. He did not care what materialistic people thought, because he was not dependent on them. Many people would come to get his blessings, but would become offended as he spoke the truth. He saw the most of them very insincere. Out of compassion, he gave them good advice, but few would accept it. The Babaji did not care, he had no need of their company, for he had Lord Krishna as his dearmost friend and needed no one else. Gaur Kishore once told his servant, "Tomorrow is the disappearance day of Sanatan Goswami, so we are going to feast." The boy was startled and asked him, "How are we going to collect for such a feast?" Gaur Kishore answered him, "We are not going to have a feast like that. We are going to fast and sit and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra throughout the entire day. This is the best feast day for poor people like us." In Navdweep lived a pious man and his good wife. They owned a popular guest house. They were very fond of Gaur Kishore and once offered to build him a bhajan kutir, a simple dwelling. There, undisturbed by others, he could perform his worship of the Supreme Lord. He explained to them, "I am not really interested in that, but maybe you can help me another way." The couple, who would do anything for him, asked what he needed. Gaur Kishore responded, "I am disturbed by the many insincere devotees constantly hanging around me. They are not actually interested in spiritual life, but only in making a big show and getting money." He continued, "It would be a great help if you would allow me to stay in the toilet of your guest house. It is easier for me to tolerate the bad smell than to tolerate insincere materialistic devotees. And surely the smell would also keep them away." The couple was very surprised by his request, but they wanted to serve him. So therefore, they very nicely cleaned up the narrow toilet of the guest house and Gaur Kishore moved in. Gaur Kishore was a great friend of Bhaktivinod Thakur, even though their personalities were so very different. Bhaktivinod Thakur was a vastly learned scholar and held a high position in the government. Gaur Kishore could neither write nor read. Bhaktivinod lived in a large house in Godrum and Gaur Kishore the public toilet of a guest house. One day, Bhaktivinod asked Gaur Kishore to give him Babaji initiation, but Gaur Kishore refused, feeling himself too fallen and unworthy. Sometime later, by his mystic power, he could understand that Bhaktivinod was on his way from Godrum to ask him again. He hurried to the house of a woman of bad repute, that is a prostitute, in Navdweep and hid on her veranda. Bhaktivinod could not find Babaji anywhere and had to return home again. When Gaur Kishore appeared from his hiding, he laughed loudly at being able to trick Bhaktivinod. The third time Bhaktivinod tried, Gaur Kishore finally consented and gave him Babaji initiation in 1908. Later, the Thakur sent his son, Bhimal Prasad, to also take initiation. When Gaur Kishore refused, Bhimal Prasad asked him why. Gaur Kishore answered, "You are such a learned scholar and you are the son of Bhaktivinod Thakur. Who am I to initiate you?" But Bhimal Prasad was persistent. "Please give me initiation," he begged. Finally, Gaur Kishore appeared to relent. "Let me ask Mahaprabhu. If he agrees, I will give you initiation." A few days later, Bhimal Prasad came back and asked Babaji if he indeed had approached Mahaprabhu. "He did not give me a direct answer," Gaur Kishore replied, "but simply said that material knowledge does not help in spiritual life." Bimal Prasad could understand that he was perhaps too proud of his material knowledge. He replied, "Since you are the servant of the greatest deceiver Krishna, who as Lord Vaman tricked Bali Maharaj into giving away his kingdom, you yourself are expert in deception. But though you are trying to deceive me, I will not let you go. If you refuse me initiation, I will put an end to my life." Kaur Kishore Das Babaji was very pleased by the young man's humility and his sincere determination. He agreed to accept him as his one and only disciple. He gave Bimal Prasad the name Sri Varsha Bhanavi Devi Daita Das, which means servant of the lover of the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. Srimati Radharani is the daughter referred to, whose lover is Lord Sri Krishna. Because of Bimal Prasad's great learning, he was also called Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati, and it was under his name, this name, that he became famous. Later on in his life, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji became blind. Both Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati wanted him to go to Calcutta for treatment. But Gaur Kishore was determined not to leave the sacred land of Navdweep. When Bhakti Vinod suggested that his son would take care of him while in Calcutta, Gaur Kishore became so disturbed that he immediately ran away from the place where he was staying. By no means did he want to accept service from Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati. Rather, he would prefer to drown himself in the river. For 45 days, he was missing. Nobody knew where he was hiding. Then one day, all of a sudden, he again came to Bhakti Vinod's house. He told him, "When your son wanted to serve me, I decided to drown myself in the river. Then I realized that if I committed suicide, I would become a ghost, unable to serve the Lord. Therefore, I changed my mind." Gaur Kishore thus remained blind. He did not desire to see any more this material world. Internally, he was very much attached to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Therefore, he was very careful in the way he lived, not wanting to get entangled. In the year 1915, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji passed away. The day after his only disciple, Srila Bhaktisiddhant Saraswati, came from Calcutta and found the local Vaishnavas, mostly Sahajiyas or pretenders, fighting over the dead body of his Guru Maharaj. They all wanted to build his samadhi or burial shrine close to their homes in order to increase their reputation and their earnings. Bhaktisiddhant Saraswati became extremely angry and forbade them to do anything. They, however, insisted that he could not set up the samadhi since he was only a brahmachari and not a sannyasi. Bhaktisiddhant, who is also known as the Singh Guru, that is Lion Guru, challenged the pretenders. If any one of them had not improperly touched the body of any woman in the last 3 days, they could come forward and claim the right to establish the samadhi of his beloved spiritual master. They fell silent and without a word left one by one. The few people who stayed reminded Bhaktisiddhant of the last wish of his Guru Maharaj. He had expressed a desire to have his dead body dragged through the streets of the holy dham in order to be purified by the sacred dust. Bhaktisiddhant Saraswati retorted, Nobody is going to drag his body anywhere. I will carry him on my head, just like Mahaprabhu carried the dead body of Haridas Thakur. With these words, he alone embalmed the body of his beloved Guru Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati established the Samadhi of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji near Navdweep on the west bank of the Ganges. When the river changed her course, the Samadhi had to be moved to Chaitanya Math in Mayapur itself. In Krishna Leela, he serves as Gunamanjri. Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji ki jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna.